Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, you know the name of our show is Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. And very often, folks that you hear visiting with me are friends. Many of them are. Sometimes if they're not friends, after have a chance to work with them and visit with them, some they become friends. Here is one of my best friends, Jeff Rice. Now, Jeff and I hunt and fish together a lot. Jeff owns the Buck and Bass Ranch down on the upper end of Lake Fork. What we're going to talk about today is a topic that I think many of you will be interested in. It's filming your own outdoor adventure, whether it's hunting or fishing. And Jeff does an awesome job. He has a website there for the ranch, and a lot of his videos are posted there. So let's see if we can catch Jeff down on the ranch. Jeff, are you standing by this morning, bud?
I am. How are you this morning, Luke?
Couldn't be better. There's filming your own hunt is not rocket science, but I know you've done a great deal of it and done some great outdoor videos, especially your hunting down there. You don't have to break the bank for equipment nowadays, just do you? I mean, back maybe 15 years ago, it required some really specialized equipment, but today that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, the technology in cameras today, you really don't. You don't need to buy that big fancy camera that straps over your shoulder that, you know, in the old days they would film with. Today you can buy a compact handheld camera that takes just high quality video that will be perfect for your needs. I what I look for in a camera certainly is the zoom capabilities. I want to be able to zoom in on what I'm filming. That to me is important. High definition. I want it to be able to film in high definition. And along with that camera, just a few other simple things, a tripod. I use a little camera arm that I strap in the tree when I'm hunting hogs and those type of things, where you have the ability to reach over and move that camera, and it'll hold it in the spot you want it in and capture the film you're looking for. So those are real important things to have when it comes to that. But again, you're right. You don't have to break the bank to get that stuff.
And, you know, I really believe the filming part was filming yourself like you do a lot of on your hog hunts and other outdoor activities. That's a little different than trying to film somebody else. It's really a lot different. But once you capture the kill of the hog with a bow or whatever you're hunting with, you in your mind, it's kind of like writing an article, isn't it, Jeff? I mean, you have to have a storyline, if you will, and then those pieces, instead of like I do, writing the words, they have to be filmed. So a lot of that stuff is you have to have an overall plan, I guess, when you start out on these videos.
Yeah, and for me, it really all starts with the opening scene. The opening scene is always, I'm going to film, you know, the animal coming in, or if you're fishing, you know, with the fish on or those type things, and you're capturing that stuff right as it happens. Once you've completed that, you know, with technology and with the capability to edit film, then you really get into making your film after you've made that initial video of, like I say, shooting a hog. Hog comes in, I'll shoot that hog. Following the shot, then I'll turn that camera on myself. I'll draw my bow. I'll get to film myself, you know, drawing the bow. I'll talk a little bit about the hunt, those type things. And when you end up with all this video, then you edit that stuff and you can put the drawing of the bow prior to the shot. You can, you know, you can edit in kind of your beginning, your opening remarks, where I'm hunting, what I'm hunting with, you know, time of day, those type things. Put that up front at the very beginning, and then, you know, you can have kind of your wrap up at the end. You can talk a little bit about the hunt, what happened, you know, so on and so forth, and you can end that at the end of the film. So you're really kind of putting these into segments, and you can move this stuff around and put it in any order you want. Now, what I like to do too is you just don't want to have just the shooting of the animal and then the opening, beginning, and end, if you will. You want to add some stuff in there that's entertaining. You know, I always try to take my camera and film I don't know, there's an owl in a tree or some squirrels running around or a raccoon that comes into the feeder, those kind of things. You want to have snippets of those that you can add into your film as well. And that just makes for a lot better film, you know, when you have your finished product.
Right. Jeff, I know that you use software and you were telling me it's really pretty basic and pretty simple software to piece all these parts of your puzzle together. Are they readily available? I guess there's all kind of different apps or programs, I guess I should say, for editing, right?
There's just tons of them. You can go out there, you can go to any, store like Fry's, Electronics, any of those stores, and you can find, you know, software applications for editing video. You can find them online. There's tons of different ones. And, you know, you don't have to break the bank there either. You can get, you know, some software that'll do the job for you. And I've got a couple different ones. I don't think either one of them are over $100. So, you just have to research it and find out which ones, you know, fit your needs. And yeah, you can get software that'll do all the work for you. And, you know, at the end of the day, you come out with some pretty good videos, you know, with a little practice. So
like anything else, practice, you know. But
sure.
Yeah, before we get finished with this segment, I want to make sure and let you – there's one or two of your videos that they're all good. There's one or two with the spear on the boar and a couple others. I want our listeners to go to your website and view – That brings up another aspect of this. Say we have videoed, and it doesn't have to be a hog. I mean, it could be a catching white bass or catfish. Or when you finish with all the different segments of your outdoor video, your show, let's say, when you have them all filmed and in the camera, and then you have your editing done, and you've completed a little outdoor show, if you will, on whatever. Then what do we do? We want to make it in a format where other people can enjoy it. So is that YouTube time or, what's the best route, step B? I'm not talking about commercial, you know, shows, but things that you want your family and friends to enjoy.
Yeah, I do use YouTube. You know, I find that very easy to upload videos into YouTube. And not only that, then you have the ability to link those videos to a website or what have you. And, of course, in my case, my website, I've got, you know, probably 100 videos sitting out there that are posted on my site that you can just click the link, and it takes you right to the video. So, you know, for ease of finding those videos, and the quality, quite frankly, through YouTube is very good. Especially if you film those segments or those videos in high definition. And again, you have to burn them in high definition, so that does take time through some of these software applications. I know I can burn probably a half hour show, and it might take me, if I'm burning it in high definition, it might take me 4 or 5 hours to burn that video.
Is that, yeah, I had no idea. I've done some very basic YouTube videos, usually, well, always, I guess, using my cell phone, you know, and uploaded. I've probably done 10 or 15 in years past for different projects and things. But, okay, so then you've got that on YouTube, and in your case, you have these YouTube videos linked to your website. Now, I want to invite our listeners to go there. I want you to invite them, Jeff, where they can go, especially the folks after you watch some of Jeff's videos. I think you're going to say this needs to be on television. That's what I see. They're very entertaining. How do they go to actually view them, Jeff?
Well, I appreciate that, Luke. Yeah, for them, for anybody that wants to see the videos, they can just go to my website, which is www.buckandbassranch.com, and they can on the main page, they'll see a little link along or a little tab along the top that says hunting videos. If they click on that, that'll take you to all my videos, and have fun with it. There's a lot of them out there, and you know, kind of, I talked a little bit about, you know, practicing, and you'll see some of my earlier videos. You learn from every one you do. it's little things that you might even be. Let me add this one thing in there I thought was really interesting, because I caught it myself when I was filming myself. I would be looking at the viewfinder instead of the actual lens. And so when you look at the video after you've created your video, you're looking at it and your eyes look funny. And it's well, I'm not looking at the lens. I'm looking at the viewfinder. So there's a tip right there.
That'll help. Well, Jeff, thank you as always. You've been our guest several times in the past, and this is some things that'll help people, and appreciate you being with us today.
Glad to join you.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet. And it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season.
Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you miss something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.